Are you awake? I'm going to talk about Rebecca, so I think all of the young men are going to be awake now. And you, sister, should listen too. When is the first time Rebecca was mentioned in the scripture?
Genesis 22.
Genesis 22. Well, every time you think of Genesis 22, you think of Isaac being offered up, right? The great thing. And you'll never think that Rebecca is mentioned there. But Kevin is right. She is mentioned in Genesis chapter 22, verse 23. Right? What number is she? Verse 23.
Eight.
Number 8. What's number 8 speaks about?
New beginning.
A new beginning. Isaac come from resurrection, have experienced death and resurrection, and what does he have? Rebecca, a new beginning. You got saved, you believed on the Lord Jesus, you can't go to the old ways of finding wife. You can't. You can't go the old ways to find wife. It is connected with somebody who died, again, using an application, and risen again with the Lord Jesus. There is a new beginning. There is a new way. You cannot go to the ways of old, the ways of the world. That's number one. She is number 8. It's a new beginning. She is in connection with one who has experienced death and resurrection again. Now, let's look at this young lady. What does the scripture speak of her? Verse 15. He gives us her genealogy. She is relative to Abraham. She is from the family of Abraham. Using the New Testament language, she is a believer. She is from the line of faith because Abraham is the father of all the faithful. So that's one prerequisite. And Rebecca, she is a believer. What else? In verse 16. She's beautiful. She's a nice looking person. Now, the world have completely marred the idea of beauty. We think of beauty of what the magazine advertised and what the newspaper advertised and what you see on TV. Who is Miss America? Who is Miss Universe? That's the idea of beauty that we see. Now, when the scripture speaks of beauty, he said she was beautiful and she was a virgin. So the scripture link beauty with holiness. The scripture link beauty with purity. Now, the world link beauty was unholy, impure. That's the world's standard for beauty. That's not what the Word of God standard for beauty. There is beauty in holiness. A sister that is holy and pure, she's beautiful. A lady that is unholy and impure, as far as we, the children of Abraham, because we have a different outlook on things, she's ugly. She's ugly. She's a Delilah. She's one of those Philistines. She might look for the world. They might say, oh, this is the most beautiful person. But as far as those children of Abraham, who look with the eyes of faith, not with the eyes of Samson, because remember what happened to Samson's eyes? You don't want that to happen to your eyes. She is from the family of Abraham. She is a believer. She is beautiful, pure, and holy. Keep thyself pure. That's what the Word of God is saying. That's a New Testament. Keep thyself pure. Keep thyself holy. That's treasure, young people. Don't you betray it. Don't sell it for a cheap something. No matter what the world is saying. You're going to say you're not cool? You're going to say you are weirdo? You're going to say that you are whatever, nerd, whatever they're going to call you. As far as God is concerned, you're holy and you're pure, and don't let peer pressure sway you to sell yourself like Samson did. Don't do that. She's a believer. But people say, well, I'm a Christian too. She is holy. And because she is holy and pure, she is beautiful. One more thing. She's not lazy. She's not lazy. I know something about camels. You probably figure that out. I have one in the parking lot. 10 camels have a journey of 800 miles from Canaan to Ur of the Chaldees. That's like a flight from Newark to Minneapolis, probably. That's a long flight. It's a long journey for camels. Now, these camels store water in their hump, right? Yeah, I know about camels. To have that distance, they go there and they are thirsty. Now, every camel, when he's thirsty, could drink about 40 gallons of water. Now, a U.S. gallon is about 4 Canadian liter. Okay, so you guys understand what I'm talking about. So 4 liters, 1 gallon of water. He drinks 40 of these. 10 camels, that's 400 gallons of water. That's a lot of, yeah, the 55 gallons drum. That's a lot of drums. She didn't just have a little sippy cup and just put some water in there for the camels to drink. That lady worked hard. She wasn't lazy. One of the characteristics of godly sisters, believers, that's number one. Holy and pure, that's number two. Have experienced a new beginning, the new life in Christ. She's number eight. She's not lazy. She would work. And she's not selfish at all. Now, imagine you're going by the well. Imagine you are Rebecca. You see this foreigner coming in from Canaan. And he said, give me water to drink. Well, my parents told me not to speak to strangers. I ran away from him. She said, sure. I'll give you some water to drink. That's not what she said.
I'll give be you with water. You in a few minutes.
Yeah, I'll get back to you. I'll give you water to drink and what else? I'll give water to your camels too. Mm-hmm. She went beyond the call of duty.
She hasted.
She hasted. She said, sure. She has a heart of a servant. This is the characteristic of a godly young sister. She's number eight. She's not number one. Everybody want to be number one. She's not number one. She's number eight. A new beginning. She's a believer. She's from the family of Abraham. She walked by faith. She's beautiful. Because she's holy. She's not lazy. And she goes beyond the call of duty. She would say, sure, I will take care of you. She has a kind heart. She is a servant to help. She could have said, okay, I'll bring one of the servants. We have servants in the house. I'll bring them to take care of your camel. Here's some water for you. Those are the characteristics of a godly sister. Young men, are you listening? Are you listening? These are the characteristics that you want to look for in a young sister. Beautiful. Holy. Number eight. She doesn't want to be number one all the time. She's a servant. She goes beyond the call of duty. And she's not lazy. She's not saying, well, I'm going to stay home and wait for that prince to come on that white horse and take me away. No. She's doing work. She's going to school. She's having a job. She's not just staying home lazy. She is working. And she's willing to serve the people of God. Go ahead, Chuck.